Hi, I'm Paul Laverton. In this video, I'm going to give you a short summary of what we mean by AI for education. So let's get to it. What is AI for education? You're going to hear it a lot. AI is artificial intelligence, and it's a general purpose technology that enables computers to simulate human intelligence. It's not new. It's been around since the 1960s. And the first automated marking systems were actually designed by them. But it took quite a while for it to get really good. And it's got really good in the last few years because the computers have just got more powerful. When we talk about AI, it's important to say there's many different types of AI, and often what we mean is generative AI, which is a new wave of technology, which is using predictive models to generate images, text, and sounds as well. And if you think about this creates huge possibilities for education. If you just think the number of times you read, you write, you speak or listen during a day's work or a day's studying, the possibilities are really endless. And the key thing here is this is not just edtech. This isn't sticking kids in front of tablets. This is upgrading everything we do in education. So we shouldn't just think of it as new edtech tools, but it's just a way of taking the processes we're already doing and upgrading them using this new technology. AI can save time. For example, we can automatically mark quizzes at the end of the week. It can help make things better by allowing us to create new examples that are more tailored to the child. And it could also unlock things that were not possible before. For example, adaptive learning for a class of 100 children. So there's really many, many possibilities for AI in education. And I think one thing to say is we're seeing innovations appearing all around the world across many tasks. So we're seeing personalized learning systems emerging using this. We're seeing people using AI to provide support for teachers and making content more accessible to the visually impaired or even low languages. But it's important to just understand a bit about how these systems actually work. How they do it is complicated. What they're doing is actually very simple. So they simply take what they've seen, what they've been trained on, and you'll hear the word trained on quite a lot. And then they try to look at these words and patterns within this and try and predict new words based on what they've seen and what you've asked them to do or prompted them to do. So you'll hear prompted a lot and prompt engineering. That is literally asking the AI system to generate new text based on what it's seen. So what this means practically is they're really good where they've seen a lot of information on a task or topic. One of the challenges we have here looking at children in low and middle income countries is because AI systems are trained on content scraped from the internet is dominated by English language and it's dominated by Western content as well. So they definitely perform better for English than for African languages and for English curricula rather than African curricula. So one thing that's really key to us and the initiative is making sure that we can improve the accuracy of these systems by using local content. So sometimes this is called bias, sometimes it's called accuracy, but overall it's just making sure that when we ask them about a Sierra Leonean classroom, they answer giving us the information that's relevant there. And in AI, this is a critical issue, especially in education where these systems can influence students' experiences and ultimately learning outcomes as well. Fortunately, there's an active research space into solving these issues, particularly around using local content, meaning the future of AI for education in low-income countries is very promising. Thanks for watching. If you want to find out more about using local content, check out our video, How Do I Use My Own Materials in AI Systems?